Stoner was the top vote-getter in a four-person race with 485 votes. She says she kept her message simple in the days before the election.
I wanted people to understand that I just want to do the best for them, and I am one of them, and I live and work here just like everybody else, and basically keeping it simple so people understand what's going on, and promising to keep communications open, and I really think that hit a chord with a lot of people.
Stoner says she's been preparing to be on city council and says she has more to learn.
I decided to run not too long before the actual election, so I've been cramming a lot. I've been reading the city charter and Robert's rules and doing a lot of research on the issues, and I've started going to all the meetings and listening to all the past meetings, so... Yep, I've been doing my research.
Stoner is the youngest person elected to city council, at least in recent memory, and campaigned for getting some younger representation on the council. She garnered statewide attention this year after starting up a petition drive to seek governmental aid for the high cost of commercial fishing fuel. The other winner of a council seat, Lee Corio, received 410 votes and says he's looking forward to working with the city council and city manager. He says he's honored to be elected and says he wasn't surprised by this week's results.
I really believe that the people of Petersburg sense a need for some change and more fiscal accountability and conservatism. And both Sarah and I emphasize that in our campaigns. And I think that resonated with the voters.
Like Stoner, Corio is a newcomer to the council and says he too has more to learn about city issues.
I need to learn more about the power issues. I want to sit down with the harbor master and learn more about the harbor issues as well as others who are affected by harbor policy. And I think those are probably the two things that I need to do the most additional homework on. But I've already talked with the head librarian and been to a planning meeting with the fire department and learning there and getting up to speed, and want to be well informed so that the decisions that I try to influence are representative of good information.
During the run-up to the election, Corio said he aligned himself politically with another council member, Melinda Hofstad. However, he says he'll be an independent member of the city council.
The one concern a few people raised was whether I was going to be unduly influenced by other council members because of friendships. And all I can really say is anyone who knows me is that I've always been my own person, and that I assure them that I will seek to be a bridge builder and a facilitator for change in a positive environment. And I hope that 3 years from now, when I'm finishing this term, that people will say I did that. So that's kind of my heart.
Corio and Stoner take over the seats held by John Haverlick and Dan Hickman, and their first regular city council meeting is October 20th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.